Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chedi. Over the past few weeks, I've been doing a series for single Christians, and I've been teaching from a book entitled I Kissed a Waiting Goodbye, which is available in RIK bookstores, by the way. We will talk more about that at the end of the program. The title of the book is I Kissed a Waiting Goodbye. For those of you who are older, you would remember about 20 years ago, there was another popular book for single Christians called I Kissed Dating Goodbye. And my book is clearly a spin on the title of that book. I Kissed Dating Goodbye was written by a guy called Joshua Harris. And about late 90s, early 2000s, that book came out and it made a lot of waves in Christian circles. A lot of single Christians read that book, including myself. And a lot of people were influenced by that book, and an entire generation of single Christians came away with the idea that Christians should not date. Instead, they should just wait for God to bring them a husband or wife. Now, I know this is a very controversial topic, because when we think of dating, we think of Hollywood-style dating, and absolutely, single Christians should not date like they do in Hollywood, all right? Absolutely. But that's not the only purpose of dating. Really and truly, the purpose of dating is to put you in social situations where you can meet eligible members of the opposite sex. But a lot of Christians now read Joshua Harris's book and came away with the idea that Christians should stop dating. Kiss dating goodbye. And instead, you should wait for God to bring you your husband or wife. And a lot of those single Christians never got married, because in so doing, they closed themselves off to a lot of opportunities to meet eligible husbands or wives. Instead of going and actively looking for a husband or wife, they instead decided to be passive and say, no, I'm not doing anything. I'm going to let God bring that person to me. And this is a subset of an attitude called passivity. There's a saying that says, there are people who make things happen, there are people who wait for things to happen, and there are people who wonder what happened. Those are the passive people. The people who are just waiting and waiting, and a lot of single Christians were just waiting for God to bring them their husband or wife, and a lot of them never got married. A lot of them remain single all their lives, and now they're angry with God. And I should mention, and it's not something that I'm gloating about or happy about in any way, that in 2019, Joshua Harris divorced his wife and renounced Christianity. So I truly pray that he will figure out that God will bring him back, and whatever is going on in his head, God will deal with it and bring him back. But that's what I'm talking about. A lot of Christians were led astray by his book, and I'm sorry to say that. Passivity is a killer in your Christian walk. And nowadays, we are bombarded with a theology that says, speak the word. Anything you want, just confess it. Just speak it into being. Decree it and declare it. And God will bring it to pass. So it feeds and nourishes that passive mentality that teaches us we don't have to work for what we want. We don't have to make wise decisions. We just have to speak the word. And a lot of single Christians have this mistaken belief that if they just wait for God, in God's perfect timing, he will bring his perfect will into their lives, and he will bring a husband or wife to them while they do nothing. And that is a mistaken belief. It is a huge mistake. That belief will keep you single. Listen to me very carefully. If you're a single Christian and you have that belief, cast that belief out of your life. It is unscriptural, and that belief will keep you single. and it will cause you to miss a lot of good opportunities to meet eligible men and women for you to marry. Passivity is something that affects a lot of Christians, not just single Christians. Even a lot of married Christians have this passive mentality. For example, I know somebody who believes that her marriage to her husband was God's perfect will. God created them for each other, and in the fullness of time, God brought them together, and it was God who did it. So whenever problems come up in their marriage, she adopts the attitude, you know, I'm not worrying about anything, you know. I know this is God's will. God will work it out. And as much as I admire her confidence, that is the wrong attitude. And let me tell you why it's wrong. Because she is a very quarrelsome person. She's a nagging wife. She ridicules her husband. She belittles him. She embarrasses him in public. And he is a very meekish, sheepish kind of guy who will just put his tail between his legs and take it. So because they have such a conflicting personality, it works. You know, it works. He's too meek to stand up to her or do anything about it. And she interprets that to mean it's a happy marriage. And she thinks God is working it out. You see, her problem is that she has a passive mentality. Somebody who is passive will say, God will work it out. I don't have to do anything. God will work it out. Somebody who is wise will say, it is my job to make my marriage work. It is my job to work on myself, to improve myself, to be less nagging, to be less quarrelsome, to be less lazy. It is my job to work on myself. With God's help, of course, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It doesn't say God will do all things. We can do all things. Christ strengthens us. And we need to understand that. 1 Timothy chapter 3, if you cannot rule over your own household, how could you rule over the house of God? If a family breaks up, it's the husband and wife who are to blame, not God. In other words, it is not God who makes a marriage work. It is the husband or the wife. They have to work at it. And yes, God will help, but they must work at it. They must work on themselves, work on their communication, work on their relationship, and God will help them along the way. But they cannot adopt the passive mentality that says God will work it out and expect to have a happy marriage. Happiness doesn't just happen. You have to make it happen. And for single Christians, you're just sitting and waiting for God to bring you a husband or wife. Listen to me. It doesn't work that way. You have to go and find a husband or wife. You have to meet eligible single Christians. And in the next session, we'll talk more about things that you could do to help you find a husband or wife. But for now, I want to leave you with this thought. Any good thing you want in life, you have to work for it. The only thing that is free is your salvation. And it's not really free. It's only free for us because Jesus paid the price. But other than salvation, nothing else is free. Anything else you want, you have to work for it. If you want a good job, you have to study hard, get your qualifications, apply, meet people. You have to work for it. You have to invest. You have to make wise decisions. And God will help you along the way. If you want to get married, you have to meet eligible single Christians. You have to work on any baggage that you are carrying around that is hindering you. You have to work on yourselves, and of course, God will help you. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. God's job is to help, but our job is to work. You see, as far as God is concerned, God is focused on eternity. All God wants is that you are saved and that you have reward in heaven. That is it. Whatever else you do on this earth is really up to you. Whether you drive a nice car or you walk, God doesn't care. That is not really high on God's list of priorities. What God is primarily interested in is that you're saved. So God's focus is eternity, not this life. He doesn't care how comfortable you are in this life. Whether you are married or single, believe me, is not high on God's agenda. It is your choice. God gives you the choice whether you want to be single or married. And if you want to be married, listen to me. If you want good things in life, you have to work for it. You can't expect God to give it to you because that is not God's priority. Yes, God does bless us with good things, but for the most part, you have to work for what you want. And God will help you along the way. The Bible says, God gives you the power to get wealth. He doesn't give you wealth. He gives you the power to get wealth. So if you want wealth, you have to use the abilities that God gave you and work for it. And invest wisely. Make wise decisions. You want to meet a good husband or wife? Meet people. Pray for wisdom. Find yourself in social situations where you could meet other people. And of course, God will guide you in the overall process. We're going to talk a lot more about this in future sessions. Remember to check out our book in RIK bookstores, I Kissed Waiting Goodbye. And if you have any questions that you would like answered, any uncertainties that you need cleared up over this, what I preached today, you could call me at 343-5014. So God bless you, and we'll see
Thank
you next time.
Thank you for listening to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indio Rampol Chedi. Please check out our two books, Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, available at RIK bookstores throughout Trinidad. Small Devil, Big God teaches Christians how to overcome bondage through their walk with God. It helps you to identify some of the things that cause Christians to live in bondage and overcome them, so you can truly experience the freedom that Christ provided for you. Here is what one reader has written on Amazon. I don't have words to express how much this book has blessed me. It was life-changing. As I read every word, I could feel the chains of bondage falling off me. Now I look forward to praying instead of dreading it, which is how I lived for years. Thank you for writing this book. It should be mandatory reading for every Christian. I Kissed Waiting Goodbye is a book especially for single Christians looking for a husband or wife. It gives single Christians a biblical action plan to help you find a godly Christian spouse. One Amazon reader wrote, Excellent read. If you are looking for a book that gives clear, sound, and biblical insight into dating and finding a Christian spouse, I couldn't recommend this book enough. It not only cleared up a lot of confusion I had as a single Christian, but gave me hope and excitement regarding the process of finding a spouse. Another reader said, Absolutely love it. It gives insight into the scriptures in this important area in ways I never understood before. It's been so long since I learned so much from a book. I have to get copies for each of my nieces and nephews. Better to help them choose good spouses now than have to pick up the pieces later on. Thank you for writing this book, Indira and Denver. It addresses a very serious need in the kingdom of God. This will be a great book for your children. It is also a great book for parents and youth leaders, so you can give sound advice and counsel to single Christians. Our books are available at RIK bookstores. RIK has 7 locations in Trinidad: Queen Street, Port of Spain, High Street, San Fernando, Gulf City Mall, Price Plaza, Grand Bazaar, Long Circular Mall, and Trin City Mall. Our book will be in the local authors or West Indian section. Ask for them by name. Small Devil, Big God, and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, written by Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indira Rampol Chedi. Each book costs only $100 TT, but provides thousands of dollars of spiritual value. I promise you that you will be tremendously blessed by them. You can also get copies as gifts for your Christian friends. God bless you. See you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.